advanced pricing strategy. So here what we are talking about, price discrimination. Now on the internet marketing, probably this is possible. It was also in vogue in the brick and mortar, but brick and mortar in open, it was not possible. Brick and mortar in person, the guy, person, the proprietor, with the kind of relationship that he builds with the customer who's visiting his store regularly, can get into discriminative pricing. But it will be done in such a way that he will not affect neither his interest nor competition interest, etc. The other trader probably may not also know soon, etc. So that's a challenge which is not the case with online. First degree price discrimination, second degree price discrimination, and third degree price discrimination. We will now study this one by one. First degree price discrimination is, what is the price that you need to consider to get the first purchase made by your consumers? In online, that's always a challenge. So there's a, what you call a first degree price discrimination. Second degree price discrimination is for a repeat purchase, not for the first purchase, but for the subsequent repeat purchase, what is the price that customer is willing to pay and are you able to offer? So that's what becomes a second discrimination prices. You may not publicly announce, but it is communicated to the consumers that henceforth, if you regularly buy, you will get say 10% discount, 5% discounts, etc. So in a way, you are giving him a price off. Third degree price discrimination is a totally different approach wherein category specific pricings are considered. Now category can be in a different way. So say for example, Holiday Entertainment Park, they probably charge less for the senior citizen, more for the kids, or say like less for the kids and less for the senior citizens. Restaurants have that kind of this thing. Even insurers offer a special package for senior citizens, etc. So that's a third degree pricing, which is based on a specific category. And they know at that point of time that others will not venture into that and spoil that. So when you go to an entertainment park and when you are told that for the kids and for the senior citizen it is less, the person, the son of that senior citizen will not say, okay, why are you not paying me less? Because that category is so self-explanatory. He knows that he cannot argue or he cannot come in with you and tell you that I also should get a price discount. So that's what is the third degree price discrimination. So we have understood this price discrimination is another way of, or advanced and alternative way of pricing. Other strategies are volume discounts. You and me are very familiar. You either have a certain volume, minimum volume, if it is purchased, then you get these discounts. There can be a staggered volume discount. So like if you buy 500 to 1000 item, 5%, 1000 to 2000, 7%, 2000 to 5000, 10%. So that way also you can have a staggered volume discount. Two-part pricing comes generally where there is a certain services are mandatorily expected from you when some buyer is trying to use you. Now in such case, you have a dilemma that you have a limited resource and how do you manipulate your resource for this buyer. These are the cases with in a service marketing, these are the cases with say like a public relation firm. Now public relation firm, when they tie up with the actual OEM or actual company, initially they may have a good work, later they do not have a work. Suddenly one fine day some crisis has happened and organization wants to devote a full attention to their problem, then again they request. So in such case they charge you retainer fees, which is every month irrespective of whether you utilize or not, and for every other support that they render, fees as per actual, whatever that they have spent on travel, spent on printing, spent on arranging a video conferencing or arranging a press conference in any 5-star hotel, etc. In same is the case, probably you can do it in the online, but online again this kind of thing will be popular in service aspects, and service aspects which is either rendered continuously, and service aspects part of it can be only when sought for, etc. So that's a two-part pricing. Dynamic pricing we have already discussed. Bidding is one. Nowadays online shopping sites, online radio taxi service, they all follow that dynamic pricing. So I'm not getting into detailing of it. Now we come to a next topic, internet marketing centric product development. Product development can also be internet marketing centric. You know that World Wide Web is connecting you with the people across the globe. You know that people are very keen to come forward and provide you input, feedback, suggestions, etc. They themselves are tracking things, they themselves are uploading their opinions, they themselves are putting their feedbacks, etc. So that is also when listened. It provides altogether a different form of inputs, and you can be live when it comes to product development. So if you track this very well, the next product developed which is by you will be very alive to the customer need, and that will really get you a good traction. So internet today is also a tool for product development. Customer inputs are coming, product design can be customized. So when I say product, is product plus support, certain mandatory services, but later if that others introduce a new services to the customer and it becomes regular feature, then you also have to integrate into your offering. So that's a product plus service basket that you provide. If it is continuously in sync with the expectation of the consumers, then your product will remain agile, will remain in the top of consideration set of your consumers. Experimentation and testing of product is possible in select area, among select customers, on limited number of customers. All that is viable on the internet front. Customer co-design. Customer can be sought to contribute when it comes to co-designing. Co-designing can be implied or expressed participation or unknown to customers. So many times, like I get Google survey form, we have seen that you have used our services, kindly rate us. Microsoft also sends occasionally input that I have to give feedback on. So that is okay, it's my feedback to them. I may be participating in the designing or I may not be, but yes, they have taken a feedback that I often find their menus not customer friendly, or I have often found a problem with download speed, etc. So then it is up to them to consider what is that they need to really take. So that's what is the customer co-designing. Sometime it is implied, sometime it is passively taken, but yes, customer is listened to be a part of the product designing. Now we come to an important aspect of product assortment under internet marketing. So internet marketing, again, product assortment challenge is because you cannot produce everything. So as a producer, you have a limited manufacturing constraints. Uncertainty about demand, what will sell, what will not sell, etc., also compels you to remain focused on viable products, specialized attributes and features. So what kind of specialized attributes and features you can add, at what cost, etc., a demand in particular geographical area, where will this be demanded? So those are the constraints under which your product assortment has to get developed. So what will you provide for on the internet is a challenge. What is the basket or what is that assortment that you will offer to your consumers? Is it that entire assortment available in a brick and mortar model will be provided or not? That's the biggest question. So let's understand the price assortment, product assortment related subject matter. How do you handle product assortment on the internet marketing? One approach is the bundling. You bundle another product with the main product. So today laptop manufacturers are offering a remote mobile charger along with the laptop. So when you book a laptop and you go to finalize an order, the pop-up comes in where we offer this, which is costing 5,000 to you as a bundle offer of 40,000 laptop cost, 5,000 of this is a 45. Instead, we offer you at 43,000. So that way you create a number for this assortment. So then that assortment becomes viable, complementary. Now, when you are going and buying, say, Milton lunchbox, Milton essentially know that when the lunchbox is purchased, the attractive bag also needs it. So then they by default create a package. They have, without telling you, they offer that lunchbox along with the bag also. They have absorbed the cost in the costing that they are charging you upfront. So that's a complimentary. So that way your number for that complimentary item also will grow. Complimentary products are the one which are generally functional or utility when other product is available, or you must have that to use the main product. So that kind of associations are there in the complimentary product. And aggregate product demand, many manufacturers are able to retain product in their product lines that would not be profitable if marketed to limited geographic area. So the challenge or the utility of internet marketing is you probably are not able to increase your assortment because in a limited brick and mortar model, you are not able to get that requisite number. But internet worldwide web is a worldwide probably you are expanding your market. So at that point of time, certain products can come into your assortment, and along with bundling, complementary, or even standalone offer can be put by you. And then along with the supply chain, etc., you can get into providing those as a additional products in your assortment. So that's a utility of internet marketing. New concept of product offering, many new concepts such as YouTube. Now here you take a classic example, many other ways the assortments are possible. Now YouTube made it possible to reach out to the world. Say for example, Wellington Institute itself has created what you call a VTube. Now VTube is a platform where distance learning students across the India and maybe other part of Asia, etc., are able to learn the subject. Such as this example, this lecture is getting recorded, will be available on VTube for the students who has internet marketing as one of the subject in their course. So that's the power. So that's the assortment. Now for Wellinker, it became so feasible to add retail program, hospitality program, direct marketing program, advertising related program. So then now it became so viable for them to create a product and offer that as an assortment, which otherwise was very difficult, because if they create that program, how to reach it to the students, etc., was a challenge. Now internet has broken that barrier. So that's very classic example. Original equipment manufacturers earlier also were facing a challenge of what to provide along with the main product. Now OEM, this thing is, they are the one who supply only to the another business associated. Now OEMs have a choice to offer part of their supplies also online for the resale market, etc., or as you call after sales market, or many other avenues for the small scale manufacturer to whom they cannot approach directly. It is not viable. So far they may be dealing with say 10 large other business associates, but there may be another 20 in the small scale industry spread across India. Now through an online this thing, they are able to offer the product and then expand their market base. And those spread it across India, even if they order small quantity, it is yet a viable quantity for him to produce. So therefore he gets into offering that as a product assortment. Third party offering, very briefly, essentially in service, investment banking, financial this thing, etc., where experts are utilized. So you have one common platform who in the back end takes the third party support, etc. Now that's where utility again of an internet marketing for the product portfolio, product assortment comes in. If you tie up well with the third party support service needed, you develop a product and offer it on the go. So that's what is the power of online, when you have a third party options much more viable and possible on the internet marketing. So if I had to introduce filmmaking, for which I need to have a back end of a copywriter, I have to have the editing studio aligned, I have to have the voiceover artist aligned, etc. Now I go online and shout to the world that the economical way of video production through us. So then people will come to you, you have outsourced. So you are now offering, then you start adding corporate films, you start adding festival promotions, you start promotional films, etc. You start introductory films. So then you start offering different product as an assortment package. So that's the power of third party. So now we come to a stage of really understanding pricing strategy on internet. We have understood the pre part about what type of pricing can be, and then we have understood product assortments and related subject matter. Dynamic or flexible pricing strategies. So dynamic flexi pricing we have really understood by when I gave you that Uber example, or when I gave you that auction example, etc., or Amazon or such online selling, how they, depending on the demand, decide and keep changing the price over a period of one day. Within one day also multiple times it changes. Surge pricing as a concept, etc. Flexible pricing is another form of it, but it is not as dynamic as what the dynamic pricing is. Here they keep a leverage and they probably will manipulate at a lesser interval, but yes, they are flexible about charging you. So that's what flexible pricing. We have understood buyer and seller perspective, so I'm not say repeating it out here. Overall, we have also understood customers' ability to pay, competitive marketplace, etc. The demand and supply gaps and related impact on your pricing, etc. We have understood in the buyer perspective that he wants cheaper, while on the seller side, we have understood he has no doubt removed the channel cost, but he has few other costs. So there is a floor price and then the margin that he wants to earn. So all these factors decide your online pricing. So online pricing, we have discussed the nature of competition also. So I'm not like repeating this. Pure competition will have its own strategic approach. Monopolistic competition will have limited, but that duration specific approach, oligopolistic are different. So each market structuring situations will have a different pricing strategy. Internet shopping agents, they are the one who facilitates your comparisons of prices across the floor, across the platforms. And when you do that, and then from there you move to buy, this fellow gets what you call commission or, you know, cut off, etc. The seller gets a new buyer or a lead. That's how the things work. So for that, also you have to be conscious as to when you get noticed on the internet shopping agent sites, what is it your pricing category? And you are higher, you are lower, you are throwing away your price than the others. What is it? So that way also is one aspect that you have to be careful about while deciding your internet pricing. Payment options, they also drive. Earlier, I remember the days when credit cards have come, there were some per minimal charges to be paid. So customers were reluctant to do it. Then seller has to pay. Seller also became reluctant. Then the entire industry realized that this will be counterproductive. Let's proliferate the credit card business. So the government also facilitated, and then all those related charges were removed. So today now every pocket will have probably one credit card, you know, in metros and semi-urban areas, at least for sure. And credit cards are also proliferating the rural market. So payment option, now you have online pay, Amazon Pay, Google Pay. So even that is becoming increasingly viable. Cards are becoming smart. So smart card is referred out here with chipset and all, so that it's a secure transaction unless you make a mistake of revealing your OTPs or strategic PIN number, etc. Transactions through third-party sites like a PayPal and also is possible. So these are the options are emerging. That options are facilitating clients' interest in buying. And at that point of time, depending on what client has to pay for, also decides your pricing strategy. So you could probably work with them. Now PayPal is willing to collaborate with you, and you can probably offer people paying through PayPal a different discount. Or if you pay through HDFC card, you know, 5% more, pay through PayPal, get 5% cash back. So cashback is a nominal value. It's not actually cash, but it's a point that you earn, and that point can be later on encashed. So various ways determine your online pricing strategy. So how and where you facilitate the payment. Very important is the emergence of EBPP, an electronic bill payment platforms. So you have choice of consolidation. So if in my HDFC mobile banking, say like I have linked all my various bills and premium payments. So that's a one place where I get a picture of my payment, and that probably I have done an auto pay. So at a particular date and after that date, it automatically gets paid. So this is what is the consolidation. Biller desk, there are specific site, bill pay and you know those kind of thing, wherein you utilize their service for your bill payment. So it's a one area where you can probably put in all your payment requirements. They will direct you, they will page you, they will caution you, they will alert you, and they will settle your bill. Of course, you have to have the backend link to your bank account or a debit card, etc. Direct email delivery, credit cards and many other, now the bills and all are BST bills, etc. come to me on a email, and email has a links to facilitate the payment. So that's what is the electronic bill payment platforms, etc. So this is the way things happen, and many times they offer you some rebate if you pay in time, etc. So that's one additional benefit. So that also will have a driving impact on your pricing strategy. E-wallet, that's a Paytm, and you know similar such, you know, they also offer. Ola offers a e-wallet, Uber offers a e-wallet. That's that you park some amount there, so whenever your next ride happens, you don't have to worry about making payment from your e-wallet. That will get adjusted. From e-wallet you can transfer money to the other e-wallet, etc. So those are the other power that has been given to the consumers. So that will have impact on your pricing. Somewhere you'll have to keep constantly be aware as to what are you going to benefit, what are you offering, is there a collaborative offer being made. Simultaneously, you have to see that which is a mode increasingly being used by your consumers, or which is a mode you should promote among your consumers. So accordingly, you tie up and then you offer them the additional incentive. Now, if that is possible, other manufacturer for the same product not offering, say, e-wallet discount, he will be then at a disadvantage. So again, that manufacturer will get into the process of, you know, tying up with some e-wallet company provider, and he will also then start offering 2% more discount if you pay through your e-wallet. So at that time, then probably you will equal. So these are the challenges. Today, more and more prevent avenue linked cashbacks and offers are possible that determines your pricing. So friends, in sum, this chapter was on using internet marketing for product related product development and pricing strategies, etc. We have understood what is the market, we have understood what is the importance of value proposition, we have gone on to understand different levels of product, how this can be, this has to be different, and this can be handled differently on an internet marketing. We have understood that how levels can help you to create a different product mix, product line, product brand also on the internet front for you. And ultimately, we have also understood that for the you to take an assortment on online, these are the constraints that you may have. So we have understood that part also. We have understood different pricing strategies, and then we have understood how this pricing strategy can be affected by various other payment options also. So that also we have understood in this aspects. We have understood the nature of market structure. Pure competition to monopolistic to like oligopoly and pure, and its impact on the pricing, that also we have understood. So this chapter was very important, friends, and I hope you got a very good idea of internet being a place itself or the product itself, and how you can work your product development and product strategy and pricing strategy there. Thank you.